Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As the city of Boston continues to battle COVID-19, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh has tapped a retired four-star Army general to review all aspects of city government functioning and disaster preparedness. General Stanley McChrystal commanded all U.S. forces in Afghanistan in the mid-2000s. He's co-founder of the McChrystal Group and is co-author of the book Team of Teams, a book on leadership. And General McChrystal joins us now. Good morning. Thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
So your book looks at how the old 20th century rules of war no longer apply in the post-9/11 world. Translate that into the new set of rules that we're all dealing with now in the coronavirus pandemic.
In 2003, when I took command of the counterterrorist forces across the Mideast, what we found was Al-Qaeda was a viral, amorphous threat, a little bit like COVID-19. It was different than we had ever seen from a terrorist threat before. We had to operate a networked response to that. We had to be spread across 27 countries, but we need to be able to collaborate and synchronize our effort every 24 hours. It feels a little bit familiar, what we're doing now. This is a whole-of-nation effort, not just government, not just medical, but in fact, all the different stakeholders. We've got to coordinate them and focus them in a way that we can defeat the threat.
Let me ask about leadership. What should effective leadership look like in times of seismic change and uncertainty, such as we're going through right now?
The things that I think are most important now is absolute honesty with the people that you lead, candor. People can deal with something very difficult ahead, even if it will be an extended period, if we are very straight with them about it. I also think that leaders have got to create an environment in which the different parts of the entity are not pulling in different directions, but they're pulling all the same sled moving forward. And that's a lot harder than it sounds.
Why did you and your team decide to take on this project in the city of Boston? And can you tell us what you've been contracted to do by the city?
Well, I'm going to leave that up to Mayor Walsh and his team to describe in detail. But I lived in Boston for a year and have a great, deep love for it. If we can bring any of the expertise and experience that we've gathered over the years and help Boston be a bit better, then that's something that we just felt we could not step away from.
So where do you start when you begin looking to analyze a city's preparedness? What's the first thing you look at?
Well, you look at the plans. You look at what people have put together for disaster plans, maybe natural disasters or other events. And typically across a city, you'll have plans from all of the separate entities of government, and then private entities will have plans as well. So you pull those plans together, and then you see where the gaps are. You see where the overlaps are, and you start to say, okay, if we coordinate these plans better, can we be more efficient in the use of resources? Can we be more effective in focusing where things are needed? And typically, in every area, you find tremendous potential for improvement.
The clock is certainly ticking. How much time do you think you need? How much time do you realistically have to assess the situation, develop a plan, and then execute it?
Well, I would say that Mayor Walsh and his team are far past the assessment phase. They started both assessing and acting right away and very impressively. We don't control the calendar on how fast this moves. And then the amount of preparation we can put together in different entities will tell us how well we can weather the storm.
Let me ask about medical care. We are seeing emergency hospitals being set up in public facilities around Massachusetts right now. In times of battle, medical teams have to make very tough choices, sometimes having to make deliberate choices about who lives and who dies. Could the same rules apply in a crisis like this?
The answer is yes. But if you can focus your resources, you get them to the right places, which is partly prediction, you're never going to get it perfect, you can decrease the need to make choices like that, and that should be our goal.
You've expressed concern about the morale of healthcare workers. What do you do to sustain and inspire the nurses and doctors on the front lines in the coming weeks and months, do you think?
I think first understand that they are going to be the soldiers in the foxhole, if we draw an analogy to that, because we can say how much we appreciate them, but on a daily basis, they're going to be, one, in harm's way because of COVID-19, But two, they're going to be at the places where they're going to lose patients. They're going to watch very difficult things happening, and they are going to be, in many cases, unable to stop that. And just like a soldier in combat who loses comrades or sees civilians needlessly killed, there's a sense of frustration and guilt that comes from that. It may not be something they should feel, but it's natural that you do feel. So I think we have to be very, very thoughtful about our healthcare workers, because they're going to be going through an experience that most of us are going to be far enough away from we can't totally appreciate.
General Stanley McChrystal, co-founder of the McChrystal Group and co-author of the book Team of Teams, thank you very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.